This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Clashes erupted at a protest against police violence on the streets of Paris Saturday as protesters hurled projectiles and police fired back tear gas. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
A standoff on the streets of Paris as dozens of hooded protesters hurled projectiles at riot police, smashed up shop windows, torched cars, and burned barricades during a demonstration against police brutality. Police fired back volleys of tear gas. Thousands had set out marching peacefully before the clashes erupted to urge French President Emmanuel Macron's ruling party to scrap a draft security law they fear would curb civil liberties. The bill would restrict rights to circulate images of police officers on duty, which critics say would make it harder to hold the police to account in a country where rights groups allege systemic racism. A backlash against the law was intensified by the beating of a black man, music producer Michel Zecler, by several police officers.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Moscow began distributing the Sputnik V COVID-19 shot in 70 clinics on Saturday, marking Russia's first mass vaccination against the disease. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The advanced trial of the vaccine is still ongoing, but the shots had already been offered to people from high-risk groups. President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday ordered the government to stage large-scale vaccination in Russia by the end of next week, with medical workers and teachers the first in line. The vaccine received the go-ahead after being tested on only several dozen people, which has drawn considerable criticism at home and abroad. Health experts say the vaccine needs to complete advanced studies among tens of thousands of people to ensure safety and effectiveness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News.